Dober dan, lep pozdrav vsem skupaj. Veseli smo, da danes, do včeraj in danes gostimo na obisku v Sloveniji predsednika estonske vlade. Veseli smo, da je prišlo do povratnega obiska po obisku vladne in gospodarske delegacije pred dvema letoma v Estoniji. Obisk poteka v pomembnem trenutku za Evropsko unijo in še posebej za nove članice Evropske unije. Čez nekaj tednov bo evropska družina po širitvi dejansko družina brez notranjih meja, z umikom šengenskih meja, ko gre za meje med Estonijo in drugimi državami Evropske unije, ali ko gre za mejo med Slovenijo in drugimi državami Evropske unije, bo tudi dejanski fizični občutek integracije okrepljen. Smatramo, da je to po umiku carine z meja po vstopu v Evropsko unijo drugi tak velik dosežek, ki dejansko garantira poglabljanje integracijskih procesov v Evropski uniji tudi v prihodnje. Slovenija in Estonija sta državi novi članice Evropske unije z najboljšimi performansami. Veseli smo, da je tudi na podlagi izmenjavi izkušenj prišlo do pospešenih gospodarskih reform v zadnjem času v obeh državah. Tako Slovenija kot Estonija sta maja letos skupaj dobili tudi povabilo za OECD, za članitev v klub najbolj razvitih držav. In tako Slovenija kot Estonija delita številne poglede glede skupne evropske prihodnosti tudi na tako pomembnih strateških temah, kot so širitev, ratifikacije evropske ustavne pogodbe, evropska sosedska politika in pri številnih ostalih vprašanjih. Kolega predsednika estonske vlade sem seznanil z predvidenimi prioritetami vodenja Evropske unije v prvi polovici naslednjega leta. Praktično vseh smo se podrobneje pogovarjali, imamo njihovo podporo pri realizaciji teh prioritet. Seveda pa smo pogovore namenili tudi bilateralnemu sodelovanju. Po obisku gospodarske delegacije pred dvema letoma smo v lanskem letu zabeležili za več kot 35-odstotni porast blagovne menjave med državama. Številke so še vedno relativno nizke, vendar so trendi izjemno pozitivni. Med državama ni odprtih političnih ali kakršnih koli drugih vprašanj. Imamo zelo podobne poglede, tudi ko gre za odprte vprašanja znotraj Evropske unije ali vprašanja, ki jih Evropska unija rešuje z tretjimi državami. Z tega vidika smo veliki zavezniki znotraj evropske družine. Za nas je Estonija še posebej primer dobre prakse, ko gre za odpravo birokratskih ovir, ko gre za davčno reformo. Podrobneje smo proučili njihov pristop, prednje Slovenija leta 2006 izvedla davčno reformo. In še posebej, ko gre za njihov pristop k vlaganju v raziskave in razvoj. Estonija je najboljša članica Evropske unije, ko gre za trende povečevanja vlaganj v raziskave in razvoj. In zelo veseli smo tudi tega realističnega pristopa k tem vlaganjem in k pospeševanju raziskave in razvoja. Ta realistični pristop pa ne temelji samo na povečevanju sredstev, ampak tudi na ustvarjanju realnih podlag za to, da bodo ta sredstva, ki se vlagajo v raziskave in razvoj, produktivno uporabljena. Se pravi, tukaj je zelo pomembna povezava z vzgojno-izobraževalnim sistemom, še posebej z univerzitetnim študijem, tudi na podiplomski stopni. Potrebno je najprej usposobiti ljudi, ki bodo znali ta sredstva uporabljati. Drugače je samo povečevanje deleža proračunskega kolača za ta namen seveda neproduktivno. Torej veliko dobrih praks, ki se jih lahko delimo med sabo. Veseli smo podpore Estonije, ki je bila obljubljena za čas slovenskega predsedovanja, in veseli smo tudi, da na podlagi že do sedaj dobro vzpostavljenih in delujočih odnosov med državama te še nadaljne krepimo. Estonija je bila peta država, ki je Slovenijo priznala že leta 1991, precej pred priznanjem, ki smo ga bili deležni od takratne Evropske unije, tudi zato smo Estoniji hvaležni. Hvala lepa.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here in Slovenia. It's a pleasure to be in the most successful new member states of the European Union. I'm happy to say that bilateral relations between our two countries are in a very good shape. Estonia is supporting Slovenia's priorities during the EU presidency. A ratification of process of the reform treaty is important for the whole European Union, is important for Slovenia and Estonia too. I really hope that we can go on with our institutional reform in the European Union and we can stop with those discussions very soon. Further enlargement of the European Union is a really important issue for Estonia. It was very important for Estonia to have this concrete aim to join with the European Union. And thanks to this concrete aim, we made our structural reforms very quickly in Estonia. All what we did for ourselves at that time in Estonia, and we are satisfied with those results. We would like to go on with further enlargement of the European Union, and I really hope that Croatia will join the Union very soon, and we really hope that we can open at least two chapters with Turkey also this year. But it's important also for other Western Balkan countries to have this concrete aim to join the Union. And also this is important for Ukraine, Georgia, Moldova to have this concrete aim to join with the Union. So Estonia will support this Slovenia's priority during your presidency. Anyway, energy package is quite hot topic now in the European Union, and we would like to go on with further developments of internal market in energy meaning in the European Union. We are especially interested on developments in this sector because, as you know, Estonia, Latvia and Lithuania, Baltic states, they are like an isolated island in energy meaning in the European Union. We need for more connections with Finland. We need for power. There is a need for power bridge connecting Baltic Reed with Poland, and we would like to support Commission's proposals in this field too. Lisbon's tragedy is And Lisbon goals, they are important for Slovenia, they are important for Estonia, and they are important for the whole Union. In Estonia, we are paying attention on Lisbon's tragedy and on issues engaged with those goals. We reached already this 70% employment rate goal, but it's not enough for us. We would like to go on, and we would like to go on with developments in research and development sector also. Yes, it's really so that those investments they increased in Estonia quite rapidly, and in this field we are the best one in the European Union, but unfortunately I have to say that we started from a very low level also. I wish all the best to Slovenia during the presidency and in general. Thank you.
Marianne Vanka, Reuters. I have a question for Mr. Ansip. The first question is, do you find Euro less appealing now when you see the experience of Slovenia where inflation rose significantly after Euro adoption? And my second question is, why do you think that rumors of possible devaluation of Estonian kron keep emerging, although the government and the Bank of Slovenia said, the Bank of Estonia said this will not happen? Thank you.
We would like to join the Eurozone as soon as possible. It's great dream for Estonia. As you know, in Estonia we don't have any problems with the budget deficit. We had a remarkable surplus during the last 5 years in Estonia. Last year the surplus was 3.6% from our GDP, and this was the third surplus in the European Union after Denmark and Finland. We don't have any problems with state loans also. The level of state debts is quite low in Estonia. In the end of the last year it was 4.1%, and in the end of this year this level of state loans will be only 2.8% from our GDP, and this is the lowest in the European Union. So the only challenge we have is on our way to meet those Maastricht criterions, is Maastricht inflation criterion. And in conditions of currency board system, when you are controlling exchange rates, but as we know, rate of Estonian crowns is fixed to euro, then when you are controlling exchange rates, you cannot control at the same time the level of interest rate and the volume of the money on the marketplace. And despite quite remarkable surplus in our annual budget, inflation rate in Estonia is quite high anyway. Not all is in the hands of the government. We cannot control oil prices in the world market. We cannot control food prices on the world market. As we know, inflation is quite high not only in Estonia, but also in Latvia and Lithuania, even in Finland, they are talking about a relatively high inflation rate. They are talking about 3% rate, but it's hot topic everywhere. In Russia, inflation rate is higher than 10%. Inflation rate is quite high even in China, 6%, even in Saudi Arabia, the inflation is higher than 5%. So it's not a surprise that inflation is increasing here, even here in Slovenia after enlargement of Eurozone. It happened also in Ireland, for example, during many years. I think it was during the 4 years their inflation rate was near to 5%, and they were using at that time euro in their country. It's not so that when you are using euro currency you can forget inflation, but in those countries where pressure coming from real convergence is divided by revaluation of the currency and inflation, inflation rate is on a much lower level than in those countries where national currency rate is fixed to euro. For example, in Slovak Republic, they revaluated their central rate of Slovak crown on 15th of March, as I remember, this year 8.5%. And this real revaluation of Slovak crown was even higher, 8.7%. And thanks to that, their inflation rate is on a much lower level. So we would like to join with the Eurozone as soon as possible, and we will continue with a strong fiscal policy in Estonia. About those rumors engaged with a possible devaluation of Estonian crowns, they are just rumors and quite stupid rumors, because rate of Estonian crowns is fixed to euro, and this is according to law. According to those rumors, there is sitting together some currency board with the members who are voting about this new rate. It's really stupid, because currency board, as we know, is an emission system where this emission is covered with reserves, and you cannot see any members voting there in this board. But there is a stupid joke even in Estonian bank. Sometimes some guides, they are showing doors on door, and they are joking that behind those doors currency board is having their meeting, and it's just a joke, but some people, they are taking seriously those jokes. To change a law is not easy in Estonia. There must be the first reading, then some time between the first and the second reading, and then the third reading, and it takes not weeks only, but some month. And when it will take so long period of time, then it means it's impossible to devaluate or revaluate the rate of the crown in Estonia. For Estonia, stability and predictability of the business environment is much more important than those rumors proposals to change exchange rates. I cannot see those entrepreneurs or sectors who will get some benefits from devaluation. It's worth to discuss about revaluation, but as I said, it's also impossible in Estonia. So don't pay any attention on those rumors.
Thank you.
Thank you.